All right, we're talking with Connor DeFilippi about how it's been going so far for him at the Road America Round 11 of the Star Mazda Championship. Connor, I noticed from the timesheets, it looks like you took a big step up today. Why don't you give us a little rundown of how things have been going and what led to your sudden finding of speed?
End of the day was definitely a big improvement from this whole weekend. Yesterday we struggled with car problems all day. With motor was just running a bit soft, so we got a new motor in it for today. And once we got the car handling a bit better, the first session was kind of a waste because we didn't really get any track time. So going into the second session today, we were really focused on just fine tuning the car. And all it took was one little change, and it completely flipped off the car to where I wanted it. And the result of that, we put together a pretty good lap time that put us P2 at the end of the day.
It's amazing how those little changes work sometimes, isn't it? You struggle and struggle and struggle, and then you do the one thing, and all of a sudden it's a different car.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we were fighting push all day, and we were trying so many avenues, and nothing was really giving us the results we wanted, and all of a sudden we made one little change, and all of a sudden that right away is just right there. So we finally found something that's powerful for this track, and that's hard. One thing we've figured out this year is not every change works the same at every track, so we always have to find that powerful tuning adjustment on the car, and we finally found it the last session, so I'm looking forward to fine-tuning the car a bit for tomorrow and going to qualifying with my heads down and ready to go for a pole position.
Excellent. Have you raced here before? Did you run here in Skip Barber, or is this your first time at Road America?
Yes, I've raced here 08 and 09 with the Skip Barber National Series, and those are always double race weekends, so I have 4 races under my belt here, so I'm pretty confident here. And in fact, today we ran between some cars, and we're really strong in a straight line. We have the car trimmed out nicely, so I really feel like we have a really good race car. Even if we don't get on pole for tomorrow, our race car is going to be very, very good for tomorrow.
Is drafting a serious aspect of what happens at this track? These cars amenable to that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, so far this year I haven't noticed the draft much, but here, most definitely, if you get a good run out of the pin and you're sucking up on somebody, you definitely can feel the draft, and the data has shown that it's quite a big gain. So in qualifying, I don't think we've really decided what we're going to try to do. I think really just run by ourselves and hopefully try to catch someone to get a draft. I really think if you sit out there trying to time it and get a draft, you're just going to waste your time and burn off your tires. So really just stick to the original game plan that we normally have and just go out and do what we do.
All right. Well, congratulations on what you've achieved so far, and good luck tomorrow and in the race.
Thanks very much.